More news from around Norwich, including the 11th year of the Pimp My Barrow event and news of Norfolk's church communities running food banks. But to start, they say, don't they, that the knees are the first to go.
A long-serving cricketer has been forced to retire from the game because of his worn-out knees. It's not an uncommon scenario until you add the fact that John Reynolds is 83 years old. The remarkable sportsman played club cricket in Norfolk for 64 years, took 5,811 wickets, including 14 hat-tricks, and once played 12 games in 14 days. But a fall earlier in the year has forced the left-arm spinner to quit the game. He said, "I first picked up a cricket bat when I was about 4 years old. In all my family photographs, I always had a cricket bat in my hand." Born in Dereham in 1933, early influence on his cricketing career came while still a pupil at Norwich School. "I was about 15 or 16 years old when I picked up a book on English cricketer Hedley Verity called Prince with a Piece of Leather. He was a slow-arm left bowler like I am, and the book gave a lot of detail on his technique, and that really inspired me." Despite not receiving any proper coaching, he played for the first team for 3 years. On finishing school, he joined Norwich Defiance Cricket Club, where he remained for 13 seasons. "The standard at Norwich Defiance was too low for my ability, so eventually I left them for Bradfield, where I played for the first team in the Alliance Premier League. It was here that he said he played his best cricket, captained the team on occasion, and toured the country with the club. Having a job in the civil service allowed him to spend time on the cricket field. The highlight of his time with Bradfield was being invited to play a match against Surrey in 1968 at the Oval. In 1982, after 17 seasons, he left Bradfield for Eton Cricket Club, where he spent the next 34 years. I joined thinking I'd only play for a few years, but ended up there until last season when I played my last game." Eton captain John Chilvers, who's been at the club since 1969, said players like Mr. Reynolds were not common. "There are very few examples of people like him who've played so long," he said. "John was always a keen competitor. He liked to win, and he especially liked to take wickets. He also didn't like getting out while batting, and he kept that determination right to the end of his playing days."
A survey has found that Norfolk's Christian groups and churches feed 7,000 people each month. The Norfolk Feeds 5,000 survey looked at the different groups engaged in nightly soup runs, weekly community meals, and emergency food parcels across the county. The food bank networks, all coordinated by churches and Christian groups, supply thousands of emergency three-day food parcels to families and individuals who are in desperate need. The survey, carried out by the website Network Norfolk, has also highlighted the dozens of churches which run cafes or regular community meals, mostly for free or a nominal donation. The nightly Norwich Soup Run provides hot food and drinks to around 40 people every night of the year, and the other similar initiatives are run in King's Lynn and to big issue sellers in Norwich. Meanwhile, messy churches aimed at young families and offer different activities and usually a meal are run by dozens of churches in Norfolk. Other initiatives led by Christian groups include lunch clubs during the school holidays, youth clubs offering free food, schemes to give surplus food to the homeless, and taking people to a supermarket and paying for their food. Network Norfolk publisher Keith Morris, who helped to coordinate the research, said, "Christians do not have a monopoly on this kind of activity, and there are other non-faith-based groups in Norfolk doing similar things, but our research shows that the church is more than pulling its weight."
Thousands of students wearing fancy dress took to the streets of Norwich with decorated wheelbarrows for a long-running University of East Anglia fundraiser. The Pimp My Barrow event is now in its 11th year, with 350 teams coming up with outlandish ways to decorate wheelbarrows and themselves in the name of charity. The event, on Saturday, helped raise vital money for Norfolk and Waveney's cancer charity, Big C. Students converged on campus in the University Square to showcase their creative designs, which were then judged. There were wheelbarrows which had been turned into Viking longships, racing cars, aeroplanes, a Jamaican bobsled, and waves crashing onto a beach in Hawaii. The students themselves transformed into the likes of superheroes, bees, the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, Playboy bunnies, and air stewardesses. After the prizes were awarded by Dr. Chris Bushby, chief executive at the Big C, the students moved on to Eaton Park for a wheelbarrow race before a pub crawl in the Golden Triangle and beyond. Dr. Bushby said, "It never ceases to amaze me what can be achieved with a wheelbarrow and a ton of imagination. The support shown by the students is overwhelming, and their contribution makes a very significant difference to the 22 people that every day are diagnosed with cancer across Norfolk and Waveney. Over the past 4 years alone, Pimp My Barrow has raised more than £40,000 for Big C, helping to improve the lives of local people affected by cancer."
Councillors will soon decide whether to proceed with plans for a £100,000 skate park in Sprowston. The park is proposed for an area of land off Blue Boar Lane and will be funded by developers Norfolk Homes. When the scheme was first announced back in 2015, it received widespread support from the town's younger generation. But the plans have also attracted criticism from people living on the nearby Manor Reach estate due to concerns about noise and antisocial behaviour. Residents have since asked Sprowston Town Council to consider an alternative proposal, which would see the skate park relocated elsewhere. But should members agree to it, the council will only have access to half of the original funding for the facility. The remaining £50,000 would be allocated for additional play equipment or landscaping at the site on Blue Boar Lane.
The role of schools and teachers in improving mental health in young people will be the focus of a Teacher Training Centre's annual conference. The Norfolk Teacher Training Centre's event, which will be held in June at the University Technical College, Norfolk, will give its trainees, newly qualified teachers and partner schools a chance to learn more about teenage mental health. Workshops and presentations will be run by local mental health practitioners, and teachers will be given strategies to promote mental well-being in pupils. Topics will range from understanding disorders prevalent in teenagers, talking about difficult emotions in the classroom, dealing with substance abuse, and creative approaches to well-being. There'll be speakers from the Central Norfolk Youth Service, the Matthew Project, Zootastic, the Self-Esteem Team, and from the art psychotherapist Alice Thorley. The NTTC is based at St Andrew's House in Norwich.
If Langley's Toys R Us, The Entertainer, Tickety Boo, Hawkins Bazaar and Carrison Toys weren't enough for customers, Smith Toys Superstore has also revealed it is setting up shop in Norwich. The popular children's toy retailer will be opening its first Norwich store on Saturday, June the 17th. Located in units E1 and E2 at Longwater Retail Park, the shop will sell the latest and greatest products in toys, baby, outdoor and gaming. Smith's Toys, promotions and events executive Amy Matthews said, "We're delighted to be opening our brand new Smith's Toys Superstore in Norwich. There's sure to be tremendous sense of fun and enjoyment with character appearances, face painting, candy floss, and even a fantastic PS4 console giveaway. Our aim is to offer a fun-filled shopping experience for our customers and with the best range of products and the most competitive prices all year round."